Hi, this is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Quaria Humphrey. Date of birth is 7/21/79. Date of accident 5/5/2020. Date of service is 12/7/2022. Quaria Humphrey, Quaria Humphrey, presents here today for 12/7/2022 for a follow-up visit. She is reporting that she is undergoing physical therapy with doctor for 3 times per week and a chiropractic 3 times per week. The pain level does remain between 8 and 10, especially in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees. And the left shoulder. She is able to lift her left shoulder all the way to 110 degrees, beyond which there is always severe pain. The pain in the neck and the lower back is not radiating to the upper or lower extremities. She does have some pain in the right hand and right knee, which is getting better substantially. Overall, patient reports 50% improvement. Regarding the ADL, patient does have an effect on ADL 10 out of 10 in the area of general activity, mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, while walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 8. System review. In neurology psych, patients suffer from moderate headaches, which are 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're getting less often, and especially with lack of focus, lack of concentration, chronic fatigue, anxiety, and panic. The patient denies symptoms of TBI, which include dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, ear ringing, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the mid-back, upper back, lower back, with stiffness of the shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot, and right wrist and hand. She has moderate difficulty walking. The patient has, in the GI, no symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, and there are no changes in the pain level. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. She has weight loss reported 5 pounds in last 30 days. Current pain medications are none. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 79/35, pulse is 105, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 11/23/2022, dictation number 1129-042. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the chiropractic and physical therapy for now. She is was scheduled for IME on 11/17/2022, and IME report is going to be obtained by us from her lawyer, and the patient is provided all the medication support, especially Norco 7.5/325 to 30 tablets for pain relief. After reviewing the maps and laboratories, patient is recommended marijuana certification to grow marijuana at her home. She will continue on Mobic and Flexeril, SFX, Xanax, Neurontin, and Furoset for additional relief. This reports significant improvement. She is also scheduled for a lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injection and an injection to the right knee for patellar tendonitis. Thank you. All the MRIs have been reviewed to her again. All the options have been discussed in detail again. Thank you.